We continue to remember the life of Nelson Mandela. In the days since his passing last Thursday, leaders, thinkers, and the public have had the chance to reflect on Mandela's life and on his legacy. This weekend, four presidents and 60 other world leaders will be attending Nelson Mandela's funeral.
As the world pays tribute to Nelson Mandela, Milwaukee's James Causey says Mandela's work is far from over.
James Causey is a columnist for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and he wrote an op-ed in this weekend's paper titled, "To Honor Mandela, Continue the Struggle." James, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I want to start out with kind of the beginning of your piece that was published over the weekend. You know, you're a professional writer, you're a blogger, and yet you found yourself at a loss for words.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you lose a leader such as Nelson Mandela, everyone is going to want to say something. And, you know, what you try to do as a columnist, you want to come up with something different to say. But with so many people speaking out on this, I just felt like I was a loss for words of what to really say. So I just wanted to list some of his accomplishments and talk about what he would want us to do moving forward.
And I want to talk about some of those accomplishments because, you know, taken individually, if you take any sort of one thing on his list, for most of us, that would be the defining aspect of our entire lives. And yet he has a list, at least by your column, almost a page long. I mean, how do you sum up a life like that?
And that was the hard part because on accomplishments alone, very few people can match what Mandela accomplished. But we need to look beyond that. And he was a very humble man. And that's one of the things that I took from looking at some of the videos of him. He was very humble. He didn't want the limelight. But what he wanted was for us to fight for justice and equality. And it didn't matter if it was in Africa, if it was in the United States, Canada, Germany, or wherever injustice was, he wanted us to fight for everyone to have the same rights. And because of that, I said, this is what we need to do right here and now. Yes, we should mourn Mr. Mandela, and we should remember all the great things he accomplished. But if we stop there, then we're not completing his mission. We need to reach across the aisles, reach across those barriers that we've built up against one another, and grab each other by the hand and try to walk this last few miles together, because that's the only way that we're going to get any place. I think we argue too much on differences. We want to fight and bicker over things that really, in the big scheme of things, don't really mean a lot. Because we're all pretty much the same and we all pretty much want the same things. It's just how we get there is the hard part. So we have to walk these last few miles together in order to make to make his dream become a reality.
And I wondered about that because, you know, as we've been watching the news accounts in the last couple of days, as we've been reading all the various tributes, you know, one of the things is you look at Nelson Mandela and a lot of people think, well, you know, that happened in South Africa. And I'm wondering whether that message has made its way here to Milwaukee, to Wisconsin, whether people make that connection that, you know, he was talking about things over there, but it matters here, too.
Oh, of course. And that's what when I came into work, my boss, David Haynes, said, James, I want you to, you know, think about what we could do, what you could say to, you know, bring it close to home. And it was really easy because there's injustice everywhere. And if we just think that this just exists in South Africa, then we're missing the big picture here. You know, you turn on the local news every day and you see people who have been discriminated against, people who have don't think things or believe things have gone their way. And we often see how we could help change things, how we could change the change the outcome by just stepping up and being a part of the solution. I think right now, and this is one thing I try to do in my columns, I try to come up with solutions. And part of the problem is too many of us, we stand on the sideline and criticize because that's the easiest thing to do. We want to criticize people on the opposite side of the aisle because it's easier to do that. The hard part is rolling up your sleeves and actively getting involved. It's easy to criticize somebody that's doing wrong. We do that every day. But to help that person and to help them change their ways and see the right way to do it, now that's the hard part, and we need to do more of that.
And the other thing that I think that is difficult, because as you say, a lot of people do stand on the sidelines and, you know, sort of lob stones. But when you talk about the idea of reaching beyond personal barriers and grabbing one another by the hand, there's also that idea of people actually taking action and taking a step. Did Nelson Mandela make it easier or more possible for people to take those steps?
Well, one thing that I took from Mandela is that he believed nothing is more empowering than forgiveness. And I think if you could forgive someone for doing you wrong and talking about it and moving forward, then that makes you a bigger person. Now, I'm not saying you should let anyone take advantage of you, but I'm saying find it in yourself to look for that forgiveness, especially if that person deserves your forgiveness in the first place. I think what we do right now, we harbor too many emotions. We just figure that group is against us. If you're not with us, you're against us. And we can't agree to disagree. You could agree to disagree and still move forward. I think what we do is as soon as we disagree, we stop and nothing happens. And so we deal with the same problems that we were dealing with 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, and maybe even 25 years ago. And for our children, we need to do more than that. For ourselves, we need to do more than that. For our ancestors, we need to do more than that. And I think that's what the essence of Mandela was all about.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that Mandela sort of exemplified is he never stopped. You know, no matter what the opposition was, you know, he was in prison for 27 years. He never stopped.
Right. Right. And, you know, like I said, that, you know, President Obama said at best, we may not ever see another Nelson Mandela in our lifetimes, but I think we all could be like that in our own way, shape, and form. We don't need to stop ourselves. I mean, we all have the ability to move forward. We all have the ability to be leaders. We just have to look deep inside ourselves and pull that out.
You know, how do you personalize that, though? Because, as you say, everybody has that potential, but, boy, not everybody has that confidence.
That confidence is really hard, and I think what we need to do in order to pull it out is look and see what made Mandela special. I mean, when you think about all his accomplishments, before he did that, he was just a regular kid who was playing games in South Africa, not knowing that he was going to be thrust into this movement. You know, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., he was a preacher's son. He didn't know he was going to be thrust into that movement. What made them get to that point? We need to study them more and never forget about them. That's why I said we should have a national holiday for Nelson Mandela. So during those times, we could go back and study and see what made these people great, so we could look in ourselves and see how we could be great as well.
Now, we've got four former presidents attending Nelson Mandela's funeral, as well as a myriad of other world leaders. A lot of that, of course, is very symbolic, but what a symbol. What do you make of that?
I think it's fantastic. But what we do after that, again, will mean more. The world can't do enough. I know a lot of people are going to be crying. But I don't think this is a time to cry. I think this is a time for celebration. One thing I said in my column is that Mandela was holding on for a long time. He was teetering in and out of the hospital, and then there was times where we thought this was it, that he was going to pass away, and he hung on longer. And, you know, it was time for him to rest. His body had given out. But during that time, I think we had an opportunity here to learn a lot about ourselves. You know, yes, he was a great man, and yes, he taught us a lot. But we have to take those tools, those things that he taught us, the forgiveness, the never giving up, that your second act could be better than your first, and that good leaders can rise in good times. We need to take those things and internalize them and become these great people that we all have in ourselves. I mean, we often tell our kids at school, you could grow up to be president one day. Well, what happens in between the time that they're 5 and 6 years old and the time that they're 18 that they say, no, that's not a possibility for me? What happens to the millions of kids who drop out of school every year? I mean, we have to do something to reach these kids so they can reach their fullest potential. And somewhere along the lines, we missed that.
Well, James Causey, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Hey, thank you.
Appreciate your time. James Causey has been with us. He is a columnist at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And we were discussing his recent article published over the weekend, To Honor Mandela, Continue the Struggle.